Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Carpal tunnel, or why you get tingling and numbness in your hands and what you can do about it. Hi guys, this is Alex here, physio from Growing Younger, and today is another episode of our podcast, and today we're going to talk about carpal tunnel. Now, why I've chosen this topic today is because it is actually, I see it increasingly more often in our fitness facility. A lot of, particularly women, complain of tingling, numbness, sometimes pain kind of in the palm of their hands, and it's it obviously gets in the way of their lives, particularly when it comes to exercising. So first of all, you may know that you have carpal tunnel, or if you just started to notice that you're getting tingling in your hand, particularly, you know, if you're getting it at nighttime, when you're in bed, if you're waking up with a numbness in your hands, then you may have a carpal tunnel. So you obviously need to get a diagnosis first to be sure. I'm going to first of all talk about what is carpal tunnel, okay? So essentially, a carpal tunnel is when a nerve in your, basically in your wrist area, it's called a median nerve. It's one of the major nerves that supplies your arm and particularly your hand, gets trapped, it gets squashed in the sort of wrist area, and that squashing of the nerve is what causes that discomfort, the tingling, pins and needles, numbness and pain. Now, basically in the base of your wrist, so essentially between the base of your thumb and your kind of the base of your little finger, you've got what's called a carpal tunnel, which is it's like a tunnel through which a number of structures pass through. So those structures include tendons, blood vessels, and also the median nerve. Now that tunnel is quite small. Okay, so there's not a lot of space there. Now, if suddenly something starts to swell in that area in the tunnel, it doesn't actually leave a lot of space for other structures. So essentially the other structures, such as the nerve, they get squashed, and that's what causes the issue. Okay, now another thing is the median nerve, it pretty much supplies the sensation to the basically the 3.5 fingers of your hands. Okay, it kind of varies a little bit, but so basically it's your thumb, your index finger, your middle finger, and quite often half of your ring finger as well. Okay, so if you're getting tingling and numbness in that area, then you may have a carpal tunnel. So what causes swelling inside a carpal tunnel? What causes that extra pressure on the median nerve? So there could be a number of factors. So one of those factors is fluid retention. Okay, so when your body decides to hold on to more water or more fluid in your body, so that extra fluid is what actually makes swelling more likely, and therefore that causes sort of that increased pressure within the tunnel. So what are the things that can cause fluid retention? So one of them is various heart conditions can cause fluid retention, but also probably more common is pregnancy and menopause. So again, now women are by far more affected by carpal tunnel than men, okay? And so I guess part of the reason for that is that pregnancy and menopause play a big role. So with pregnancy, because of fluid retention, again, you're more likely to get a bit of swelling inside that area of your wrist, and therefore the nerve can get squashed. And similar sort of thing with menopause. So definitely we're seeing more people, more women in their possibly 50s complaining of carpal tunnel. So that would be the main reason why. So another risk factor, another cause for carpal tunnel could be just repetitive hand use. So like people who do a lot of repetitive physical work, so maybe people who maybe do some commercial cleaning, or you know, bricklayers, or you know, builders, sometimes if they do the repetitive physical activities, especially that involves a bit of like hand kind of flicking movement, that can cause overuse of the tendons inside the wrist. So when the tendons get inflamed, they, as I said before, they can cause the increased pressure inside the carpal tunnel, and that can cause a bit of compression of the median nerve. So there's a few other medical conditions, so inflammatory conditions such as gout and rheumatoid arthritis can also be a factor. So people who have these conditions, they're more likely to get carpal tunnel. There are other factors as well, such as nerve damage. So one of the common ones would be nerve damage from diabetes, especially like advanced diabetes can cause a bit of nerve damage. So if you have diabetes, you probably run a higher risk of getting carpal tunnel. And also some medications can also cause carpal tunnel as well. Now, most importantly, so if you have a carpal tunnel, what can you do? Okay, what can you do to help it? So if your carpal tunnel is, if you strongly suspect that it's because of the repetitive physical activities that you do pretty much on a daily, almost on a daily basis, then the logical thing to do would be to try and reduce those activities. Okay, so if maybe your job has a lot to do with like using your hands, try and reduce the activity that aggravates it. Okay, if it's not related to overuse, you're probably one of the first things you need to do is you need to go and see a hand therapist or the hand physio. Now, what these guys can do for you is they can give you a customized night splint. Okay, so it's a wrist splint that you only wear when you go to bed. Okay, so it doesn't really interfere with your daytime activities. You only put it on when you go to bed. Okay, now quite often that inflammation and swelling inside the wrist happens at nighttime when you're not moving. Okay, so if you position your wrist in a certain way, it may actually alleviate or improve the pressure on the nerve. So it actually makes the whole condition get better. Okay, so that's the purpose of the night splint. So yes, to get one of those, you need to go and see a hand therapist. Now, if this fails, again, you may need to speak to your doctor about this. But another option is to get that particular part of your wrist injected with corticosteroids or the cortisone injection, otherwise known. So that will often give you relief. Now, unfortunately, with injections, sometimes it gives you permanent relief and sometimes it's temporary. Okay, so the pain or the tingling may come back with this option. Now there are other medical options available. There's a surgery that can possibly help alleviate the pressure on the nerve as well, but these are reserved for when pretty much everything else fails. Okay, so if you do suspect that you have a carpal tunnel, you do need to speak to your doctor and kind of just see what your options are. And like I said, I think seeing a hand therapist in most cases can also, by getting a night splint can actually help your condition as well. Okay. Now, one last note before I leave you so sometimes if you do go to the gym regularly, on occasion I have seen people possibly increasing their weight if you do strength training, and particularly if they hold the weight a bit awkwardly. So if you're holding a kettlebell or a dumbbell in a certain way, it may actually increase the pressure on that particular part of your wrist and actually may lead to carpal tunnel as well. And it's usually because of the way you hold the weight more than anything else. Okay, so you may need to check with your personal trainer just to make sure your technique is good and you're holding the weight right, and also that the weight is not too heavy for you as well. Okay, so just a couple of other things to keep an eye on as well. Okay, so I hope this was helpful, and it will help to hopefully clarify what carpal tunnel is and why you're getting that sort of uncomfortable numbness in your hand area. Okay, so all the best for now, and I'll speak to you on the next podcast.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.